This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
This is The Woods,
Grr.
The show made by bears for the bear community, their admirers and supporters all around Australia and the world. Brought to you from Melbourne's Joy 94.9 studios. Woof,
Grr.
It is 4 minutes past nine here on a very cold and wet and windy day in Melbourne. This is Big Bear Mark, and with me in the studio, I've got Bear Curious Dean. How you going, Dean?
It's 9 degrees at the moment, Big Bear Mark.
I know. It's a good night to be cuddled up with your loved one on the couch, listening to The Woods.
The big bear hug.
Exactly.
In the embrace of a bear.
Exactly.
Keeping nice and toasty warm.
That'd be lovely, yeah.
Yeah.
One or two bears, just whatever.
Don't stop at one.
No, don't stop at one. But we're here in the, well, I'll say aftermath of Southern Hibernation 2016.
Ah, so the bear run is done.
The bear run is done.
Oh.
For another year, which is good, I'm sure. And a big congratulations to all the members of the committee for Vic Bears who organised all the events.
They do an amazing job. I mean, they're volunteering their time and they go to every event.
Yeah, and look, and, you know, from someone who, I mean, I see a little bit of behind the scenes, but I'm imagining from someone who just comes to enjoy the events, it looks seamless. And it looks, you know, you wouldn't know if something was going wrong or not. I don't think much went wrong this year, but something always goes wrong. But this year it was run really well, I think. And a big congrats to Peter and all the committee members.
Absolutely.
Amazing job. And so in the aftermath of Southern Hibernation, we're doing a couple of things tonight, Dane.
We're going to talk about two topics. We're going to talk. Yes. We're going to reflect and remember Southern Hibernation 2016.
We are,
and we're going to connect with the newly sashed Mr. Australasia Bear 2016.
That's right. And if you don't know who it is,
stay tuned.
You've been under a rock, but stay tuned. And the other part of our show tonight, we're going to let you know, basically guide you through post Southern Hibernation activities.
Oh yeah.
Well, you've got to take care of yourself. So there's, you know, there's all the bear flu and other nasties out there that you can catch during Southern Hibernation. So we're going to be talking to Dr. George, aka the healthy bear.
The healthy bear.
And we'll be talking to him a little bit later in the show
about health.
Yeah, bear health.
And gonorrhea.
Yeah, there's been a bit of an outbreak in Melbourne.
Now, we're not suggesting that Southern Hibernation 2016 and gonorrhea are in any way related.
Or if or Southern Hibernation caused the outbreak.
No, we're not saying that. No, because
it didn't. But we just, you know, we'll give you some tips. And,
a bit of a community service.
Just in case that you maybe picked up something you didn't want last week.
As we say, we will be speaking to Mr. Australasia Bear 2016 coming up. So if you've got a question for Mr. Australasia Bear 2016, who I'm not going to name. You have to stay tuned to find out who it was.
Yeah, exactly.
But if you've got a question for Mr. Australasia Bear or for Dr. George, SMS in 0427 Joy 949 or pop us an email on air at joy.org.au. Or do you have a story? Do you have a favourite story from the bear run?
Exactly.
What
did you get up to? What was your favourite part of Southern Hibernation 2016?
Can you share? Is it clean to share the story?
Even if it's not clean, we'll say on air. Sure, no problems. Spill your guts. That's the way. But you went to a couple of events, didn't you?
I did go to a couple of events. So I went to Trivial Hirsute.
Now, that was on the Tuesday night.
That was on the Tuesday night, but it didn't start the week with that, did it?
There was fur on the Sunday night, which is the Poppetom event. I have to admit, I didn't go to that. I was saving myself for the week.
You got to pace yourself, don't you?
You got to pace yourself. You got to be a bit picky and choosy, but I did go to karaoke for a while on Bearyoke, I should say, on Monday night.
What is it about bears and karaoke?
They love karaoke.
They love a bit of karaoke.
Oh, I swear. It's like, and of course, we had the lovely Shane, Charles and crew down from Sydney again, who are just amazing. They're such lovely people. And I swear, some of their them bears have got some pipes, I tell you. And God.
And I think they rehearse. That it's not, well, they just turn up and go, oh, a microphone, I might just see.
I think some of the low-res guys comes in. And,
do they?
Yeah, but some of them do have some really good sets of pipes, and then some of them don't. But that's all right.
I think I'm in the don't category. I don't know if
well,
I can carry a tune.
I've been thinking maybe next time I might get up and have... I've not sung...
Oh, didn't you sing?
No, I don't do
you
that.
You don't do that.
No. But maybe next time.
I can see you doing an ABBA number.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you did a bit of ABBA.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I did a bit of ABBA. Yeah.
The Winner Takes It All, maybe.
Oh, yes.
Like Meryl on the Clifftop.
Well, yeah, exactly. Mm. Well, talking about The Winner Takes It All.
Yes.
Let's move forward to Tuesday night.
Tuesday night. And I went to Trivial Best Suit.
Yeah,
and did you?
Of course, we've had the compulsion, of course, as normal, to form a team for the Woods.
Because a couple of years ago, didn't the Woods... that team win?
Yeah, look, 2 years, we didn't do it last year, but 2 years ago we took to Trivial Bear Suit.
And were you with the guys from Where the Bears Are?
No, that was that year.
That was that year, right.
And in fact, one of them helped us with a question and he got it wrong. And it was a question about
Where the Bears Are.
Where the Bears Are. So in fact, it was the little sexy one, I can't remember his name. But yeah, he definitely... helped us out and he got the wrong answer.
But what happened 2 years ago?
But 2 years ago, we won!
Whoa!
It was like, how about that?
Very good.
And so, you know, you and I were at the event and we, you know, got a few people involved.
We did have one or two.
But then it just sort of escalated and everyone wanted to be on the team.
I know. We were the team to be part of.
But that's all right. We enjoy having a group of people there. And
we're not fussy.
We got to about 10 to 12 people in our team. And the end of the first round.
Yeah.
We were second.
It was
close. 2 points behind at the end of the second round.
And at the end of the final round?
We won!
Yay! Hashtag winners.
Hashtag Feel the Woods winners, because we named the team Feel the Woods. It was a bit of a Star Wars. Yeah. Well, it was a bit of a Star Wars thing. Feel the Woods.
Like Feel the Force? I was thinking something totally different.
I was
actually ready to touch... yes, anyway...
And then, so basically that was great. We did win the night and, of course, we got the prizes.
We did get the prizes. We were purse first.
Yes. It was like a little gift pack from Hansard Dental.
Yeah, with some handy little dental bits
like
and pieces.
Toothpaste and all the bits. And it was like a little bit of a purse, so we did the purse first.
Very Bob the Drag Queen.
Yeah, so it was about 10 of us that did that.
See, one of the beauties of having 10 people on your table is you get a range of age groups
and
expertise. So there was, you know, I was able to answer the question about Saturday Night Fever.
And and when they came to the Eurovision questions, they just handed the sheet to me.
And when it came to Care Bear questions, I had no idea.
Kieran from Queensland, oh my God, he came through in a big way. He was the only person in that room that night because the question was, where do the Care Bears live?
I don't know.
I would not know.
No.
I don't know where they live.
I don't really care.
I don't care. No.
Well, anyway, but if I did.
But Kieran from Queensland, he knew. He knew where they lived. And it was...
It was Carolot.
Carolot. I had to think. It's like Camelot.
Camelot, but Carolot. Yeah.
And he was the only one in the room. And in the end, that almost won us the whole thing because we're only 2 points ahead at the end. So, but a victory is a victory, so we're going to claim it.
The Care Bears got us over the edge.
They did.
But coming up, we will be speaking with Mr. Australasia Bear 2016.
That's right. This is The Woods on Joy 94.9.
For all things bear, cub, otter or wolf, and any other woodland creature, The Woods on Joy 94.9.
You're with Big Bear Mark and Bear Curious Dean on The Woods on this very wet and windy Thursday night.
And it's raining men.
It is raining men. And well, it was raining men last Saturday night, I can tell you.
Why was that? What was last Saturday?
Because it was Mr. Australasian Bear 2016.
Great night.
It was a great night, wasn't it? And on the line at the moment, we have got the winner. And the winner of Mr. Australasian Bear 2016 is Patrick. Hey, Patrick, you there?
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, I am.
How are you, Patrick? How's it been going since Saturday night?
I didn't lose my smile on my face since Saturday night. I'm so happy. I'm just the happiest person at the moment on this planet, seriously.
Very good. So it was a big night for everyone involved. I was up there on stage, and of course I was lucky enough to announce that you were Mr. Australasian Bear, which was fantastic. And how did you enjoy the actual contest this year?
It was great. The whole week, not just the contest, the week was great. I met all the contestants from over Australia and New Zealand, and we connected straight away. It was great. We are already best friends, and we really enjoyed our time cruising through Melbourne CBD and doing all the events with the Vic Bears. It was great. And Saturday night was just one of the best nights in my life. I met so many new people, and it was just a great connection to so many different people as well.
Now, I have to say, you not only won Mr. Australasian Bear, which of course is the big one, but you also won Mr. Congeniality on the night as well. So the other contestants loved you as well.
Yeah, I was very surprised, because I actually thought all the contestants are amazing, and I had two favorites who was enormous, friendly and nice, and came to all the Vic Bear events, and I thought, like, oh, I don't know, I wouldn't see me as a winner, but they clearly did vote for me. That made me really happy as well. I really got sentimental, because that's really a big win when people like you. That's amazing.
Absolutely. So we probably should give a bit of a shout-out to your fellow contenders. So we had Ken, who was Mr. Queensland, Chris from New South Wales, and Mr. Harbour City Bear, Tori, who came all the way from New Zealand and lost his clothes somewhere coming through the airport there.
He didn't like wearing those clothes, did he?
He didn't like clothes.
Yeah, he don't like that.
And Hi-Viz Scott. We had Mr. West Oz Bear Scott, who came all the way from the oil and gas fields of the top end to compete.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to call Scott Mr. Thunder Thighs, because he had thighs. My God. He had...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they'd snap
the voice which he had, the voice, it's such a sexy voice. I really, always when I was listening in the green room backstage on Saturday night, I really said, oh, my God, this voice, that's a real amazing voice.
Absolutely.
I really like this one.
Now, for those who've never been to Mr. Australasia Bear, and you're interested in what the night entails, Patrick, could you talk us through what some of the things were that you had to do on the night to win the sash?
Well, we had three rounds, and the first round was just bear casual, so you just wear your street wear like what you wear always. Then the second round was bare minimum, that means the less than possible which you feel comfortable. And the third round was bare fantasy. It's like a talent show. So you can actually put your fantasies in this, what you would like to do. Your fantasies.
Why don't you tell people what your fantasy was, Patrick? Because it was kind of cute.
Well, my fantasy show was a cooking show, The Naked Bear Chef, because I really like cooking and naked as well. So I just thought, well, let's do it at the night and to surprise the judges and the crowd with a little cake.
Now, you did bribe all the judges with lollipops and chocolate as well.
Yeah, I did. My mom always told me, in love and voice, everything allowed. So I thought, there's a saying like to get to a heart from a bear, it goes through the stomach or something like this. I thought, let's bring some sweets.
Yes, I think a lot of bears, their heart is through their stomach indeed. Now, we have to mention, of course, that Tori came runner-up as well. So if for any reason you can't fulfill your duties this year, Mr. New Zealand, Tori, is going to take over from you. But so I'm sure you're going to do the best not to let that happen, though.
I try my best, but I have to say one thing, because even I was the big winner Saturday night, I'm not the only winner. Actually, all the contestants who was on the stage are great winners, because we are all the same. We all have a goal to follow, and everyone thinks what they wanted to do was connected with love. So they all had the same topics like I am, and I have to say I was just very lucky to win it this night, because everyone had the potential to be a winner at this night.
Absolutely. The other thing, Patrick, that struck me was seeing some of the past winners of Mr. Australasia Bear. So guys who'd won the sash back in, I think, 2004. We had someone who won it
there was one guy from 1998. From one of the first winners.
Somebody from Western Australia, people from Victoria. And they all seemed to, when they spoke, they seemed to, it made a difference to their lives to win the sash. And I thought that was just really lovely.
It did, and I have to say I already sent it on Facebook a message, but I couldn't say anything after I got all the sashes and the trophies, but it touched me a lot when they announced my name as a winner, because I came to Australia about 4 years ago the first time, and I came to Australia alone. I had no friends and no family, and now actually I have the biggest family and the best friend behind me. And you know, you can pay with money a lot of things, but friends and the family you can't buy. And I'm the happiest person and also the richest person. Even my bank account is empty. But it touched me a lot, because you know, it gave me self-confidence. And they always say overseas, Australia is a country for opportunities, and it's true. I will never change my life in any way, because I just met so many amazing people who supported me, and that's actually touched me a lot.
And I'm
very proud of that.
It was definitely a very multicultural Southern Hibernation this year, because obviously you won and you're from Austria. The runner-up was obviously from New Zealand, but he was originally from Texas. So we had an American representing New Zealand and an Austrian representing Australia. Huh?
Yeah, that's really funny. But, you know, he lost New Zealand like I love Australia. And actually, I heard from a professor from Melbourne University once. She said, if you want to be Australian, if you feel in your heart Australian, you are Australian. And I told him this, that his professor said that. And he said to me, oh, that's totally, I feel in my heart a real New Zealand person, but I'm also American. But you know, that's the good thing. What it doesn't matter from where you come, if your heart is beating for this country or for more countries, you are this person, and you are, you know, you have this country in your heart. Because he really loves New Zealand. He told me so many stories. It was just like a version for me for Australia. Just he is in New Zealand. It's great.
Absolutely. As Patrick, you spoke about how important it is to you, the love and support of family and friends. And I'm wondering, have you rung your mum yet in Austria?
Yeah, I told her. She was really, really happy for me. And she said to me, oh, that's great, but you have to tell me again what is the bear thing. And that's always the question. And I told her again, and she said, well, I have to come to Australia probably to see this by myself, but I love it. I'm happy for you, because I never saw you so happy in pictures like now. And this group you know, these clubs you are into are really healthy for you. And she's very happy for that. Yeah.
That's lovely. Just quickly, Patrick, so what's next? What do you envision this next year going to be like for Mr. Australasia Bear 2016?
Well, I have many, many plans. Of course, I want to do a few fundraiser, and I want to go to travel a little bit around, like definitely around Australia to visit all the other beer clubs, and I will go to New Zealand as well. And then actually I had a chat with Brett and Mark from the lab, and they said to me it would be really cool if I would go to represent Victoria and Australia and Australasia, maybe in other countries. So my plans are to go to America, because I got the message from a few beers in San Francisco.
Yeah.
And yeah, I try to go and show the people how amazing we actually are in Down Under and how supportive we are. But also on the stage, I say, I don't want just to support, you know, all the organizations and the staff. I want to look out for people who need help, like neighbors or people, just, you know, random people. If I see a woman who has problems with the shopping, to get in a tram to help. And I think that's the biggest message for everyone, that we have our eyes open and then we share the love, because it's at the moment in a time where so bad things happening, then we should really try to give more love and do more good things, that, you know, the bad things have not more power.
Yeah, I think that's a really important message.
Love. Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's the most important thing. And I try to do this, and I try to just show the people how much love I have and that I can share the love with everyone, because that's the most important thing in my eyes.
All right. Look, thank you very much, Patrick, for letting us give you a quick ring tonight. And just congratulations on your win on last Saturday. And hopefully it'll be good things for you all this coming year. And We'll have you in on the into the woods soon, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure as well. Thank you very much for the call, and I will let you up to date with all the things I do, because I really have a few big plans with also many other organizations, like, you know, with not just with the Bears, maybe a few other clubs would like to join and do something, and I will let you all know about it.
Was that otter clubs or other clubs?
Otter clubs.
Don't understand a word he's saying,
not
no.
Otters, but maybe they want to join. They are all happy. Puppies, otters, drag queens. I'm happy for everyone.
Everyone.
Together we can do it. Yeah.
All right.
Thanks, Patrick.
Thanks, Patrick.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
See ya. Bye. Oh, the very lovely Patrick.
I told you it was Year of the Cub. I told you.
It is. It was the Year of the Cub. Yeah. And look, a very worthy winner. We'll talk a bit about more about it later, but very worthy. You're on the Woods on Joy 94.9.
To the middle of this tightrope. Hey, this is Matt Albert from San Francisco. Well, then you can find a way to make it out here too. You're listening to The Woods on Joy 94.9. And if I can make it to the
middle of this tightrope. You are indeed on the Woods with Big Bear Mark and Bear Curious Dean. Patrick's lovely, isn't he?
He is.
He's such a nice man. But talking about nice man, we thought, because we've had sudden hibernation last week, mm-hmm. and, you know, the one thing you see after sudden hibernation each year is, oh, I've come down with the bear flu.
Really?
Yeah, oh, look.
Got a bit of a cold, got a bit of a sniffle.
A bit of a cough. So we thought we might go a bit.
Consult a doctor.
Ah. And talking about consulting a doctor, here's Dr. George, a.k.a. the Healthy Bear. How are you going, George?
Hey, guys. Good, thanks. How are you?
Good. Thank you for coming on the show. And have you seen much bear flu this year? Has it been a big thing?
Well, to be honest, there's a bit of bear flu going around, but there's more bear belly going around. It's like barley belly, but furrier.
Oh,
bear belly.
Bear belly. So is that something that's, was that passed around at sudden hibernation, was it?
It would certainly appear that. There are a collection of my patients who have really had the trots, unfortunately. And it's one of those things. It's so easy to pass on. It's passed on pretty much the exact same way that the flu's passed on. That the virus, or, you know, sometimes even the bacteria, gets transferred to the hand touches something, somebody else goes and touches something, and then eats. And you know how the bears love to munch. So,
well, yes, and there's a lot of contact at bear events, so I'm not too surprised that things... I mean, you've got to think that that concentration of people from out of state and overseas even, you're going to have a bit of a chance to get something.
Oh, look, it really is a lucky gift. But it's true that here in Melbourne, we're used to our own bugs. But when we travel interstate, we also bring all of our favourite friends with us. And that can include different bugs that can cause diarrhea, that can cause coughs, that can cause colds. And, you know, bring them all together. And, you know, when you're putting a lot of bears in the room, they're bound to be hugging.
At the least, it's
a perfect storm. At the least, absolutely.
So, what should the bears do if they feel a bit of a tummy upset happening?
Well, look, my biggest thing is if you've got the bear flu or if you've got the bear belly, stay at home. The last thing you need to do is bring it into your work, right?
Right.
Well, onto the train. Onto the trains. People who are not well on trains. God. I'm not a fan of that.
No.
Stay off the trains, please.
Please, stay at home, relax. Anything but bring it to the office.
But also, washing your hands is really important, isn't it? Washing your hands properly.
Absolutely. As I taught the kids at Camp Quality, they have to have the soap on their hands for as long as the song Happy Birthday or Oogie Oogie Oogie. So as you're standing there at the basin at, you know, Club 80 or at the land, it's Happy Birthday to you. That's a full lot. And people will think you're odd, but they'll also know that they're probably not going to get the flu from you. So you might get a week.
Yeah.
But yes, absolutely, washing your hands is one of the keys to breaking the cycle. If you're unwell, keep your fluids up. Really keep your fluids up. drink lots of stuff. If you've got diabetes, if you've got other medical conditions and you're worried, it's important to go and see your doctor, because sometimes this can be really tricky and it's worth getting sorted out. However, if you don't have high fevers, if you're not coughing up large amounts of phlegm that's yellow or green or red, and, you know, you just feel a little bit crook but not super, super bad, you can afford to stay home as well, because bringing it into the GP's office is just as bad. It's, you know, that's another place that it gets transferred. I love seeing people, but I would prefer not to spread it around to all the
yeah.
people in my office.
But it's a bit tricky these days because, you know, if you're off from work, you've got to have a doctor's certificate these days. So it's like...
Look, that's the bane of gammies. Get a note from your doctor. It's really annoying. So what they're basically... What corporations are now saying is that apparently workers aren't smart enough to work out that they're sick and should be at home, and they need to go and see a doctor to get a little piece of paper that says little Johnny has the sniffles.
Yeah.
It's bizarre. There's some big sniffles as well. Unfortunately, in Melbourne at the moment, there is a stack of chlamydia and gonorrhea going around.
Ooh.
Ooh.
In particular, gonorrhea. So,
now, are we talking in particular the gay men, or are we talking in general?
Look, to be honest, it's really outside of Aboriginal communities, it's exclusive to gay men, gonorrhea. It's one of the markers for people who are having condomless anal sex. And actually, if you have anal gonorrhea, it's really worthwhile considering if you're HIV negative and, you know, if you struggle to use condoms, it's worthwhile considering is PrEP something for you. And anal gonorrhea is one of the criteria to go on the study.
So how would you know, Dr. Joy, how would you know if you had anal gonorrhea? What would be some of the symptoms that you'd notice?
Well, that's the problem, is that one in four people with anal gonorrhea have no freaking idea. So gonorrhea can grow in the throat, it can grow in the penis, and it can grow in the bum. And it can also grow in the eye, but you'll really know about it if you're growing it in your eye. You'll look like megaconjunctivitisaurus. Well, saurus is actually the, you know, you might get a sore bum. You right. might get some pussy discharge from the bum. You might get a sore throat. If it's in the penis, it's usually pretty obvious. You have a creamy discharge from the eye of the penis. It can be grey, yellow, and even a delightful shade of green. You know about it. And your penis might get caught to your undies or something like that when you're, you know, when you're coming home from work and you notice.
Yeah.
I
suppose the upshot of this is that people should get sexual health checks regularly anyway. But if you are...
Absolutely.
Yeah. In fact, I just got mine a couple of weeks ago.
Absolutely. Do sexual health screening every year. If you've had more than 10 partners in less than 6 months, you should get it done every 6 months or more, if you're more frequently if you're particularly successful. Or if you've been notified from somebody who says, hey, by the way, I've got, you know, I've had a treatment for gonorrhea, or if you have symptoms, it's worthwhile. Go to your doctor and get checked out. And remember, a good sexual health screening is, it's a swab of the throat, it's a swab of the bum, it's a test of urine, and it's a blood test as well.
And that's
so really important you get
that. Yeah. That's exactly what I got, I have to say, and it was I came out all clear.
Oh, they saw you coming. Thank you.
Oh.
Like, you're on stage. You were like the grand poobah of
there. Well, this was before sudden hibernation. I was just making sure I was all nice before it. But it was like...
But that's a lovely thing to do, and I wish more people would do it, to be honest. But the gift that keeps on giving, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So, Dr. George, if someone was to suffer the symptoms of gonorrhea that you've described, what... what sort of treatment might there be? Can you be cured of it, or is it something that is an ongoing condition?
No. The good thing is that despite all of the talk of resistant gonorrhea, you know, I actually had a look at some of the data today before I came in, and a lot of the resistance isn't in urban Australia. It's actually within the Aboriginal communities, and that's because we don't have access to the same treatments there, and that's where the resistance is coming from. But the treatment is important, that you get the full treatment. So for gonorrhea, it's an injection of an antibiotic in the bum.
Mm-hmm.
It is a 2 tablets that you take at the same time. Now, if you've got gonorrhea in the throat or in the bum, it is worthwhile considering getting a second swab a week later just to make sure that it's all gone. Because if it's not gone, we need to know why and find out if there is any resistance. But in most cases, that's the effective treatment. But if it's really severe, we may add an additional antibiotic in there as well.
Cool.
To be 100% sure.
Dr. George, can we keep you on the phone for a sec?
Sure.
And we'll be back on The Woods on Joy 94.9.
Catch up or relive all The Woods has to offer. Listen to The Woods podcast online at joy.org.au or on iTunes or Stitcher. Joy 94.9.
We played the full version of that.
We did. Clap your hands.
And I was the clap. I don't know. Anyway.
I got the joke.
You got the joke. Do you want to say thank you very much to Scott from Melbourne, who just became a member of Joy?
Thanks, Scott.
Thank you very much. And we also want to just quickly, we did get a question in earlier from Graham.
Yeah. Hey, Graham.
Hey, Graham. He said, sorry to ask a foolish question. There is no foolish questions. There's just questions. Is there an Asian bear group? There are a few Asian bear groups, but the main one is in Tokyo.
Is that right?
And in fact, the Tokyo Bear Group is the largest in the world, apparently. Ah. I don't know how that's calculated or anything. I just read it somewhere. It was like...
independently audited by...
That's right. But they've actually got... Tokyo Bear Week happens next week. So if you're in Tokyo for the 1st, 2nd and 3rd of July, you should jump onto their website and have a look because they've got... It's the first Bear Week ever.
Fantastic.
In Japan. So it's pretty cool. So jump onto them.
Oh, I'd be really keen, if you are an Asian bear who's based in Melbourne, we'd be really keen to chat with you.
Exactly.
Contact us via our Facebook page or via email, thewoods@joy.org.au, and maybe come on and talk to us about your experience.
Yeah, come on The Woods and we'll have a chat. Talking about having a chat, we've got Dr. George on the line
as well.
Don't want to keep him there.
No.
Hello.
I had a great time in the Tokyo bear scene. It was amazing. Heaps of fun.
Yeah, apparently
hairy Japanese men.
Yeah. And, I mean, the whole art thing, and it's, like, really cool over in Japan. But talking about things not as cool, we've been talking about gonorrhea. And now, you said one of the precursors for the PrEP trial was anal gonorrhea. Now, there's a second PrEP trial almost upon us because I believe it's meant to be getting going next month. Is that right?
It does. So this is the PrEP X study from the Alfred. And I had a meeting with them last week, and there are still spaces available. So if you feel that you could be at risk of contracting HIV, there is the option of recruiting into this trial. Now, participation is anonymized, and you will be supplied with a daily supply of a medication called Truvada, which when taken every day does reduce the risk of HIV quite significantly. We're talking over 90%, and in some studies, up to 99%. So the key criteria are if you're in a relationship where one person is living with HIV and the other person isn't, if you've had a recent anal STI, so we're talking about chlamydia, gonorrhea, and even syphilis in the bum, but syphilis you can have anywhere, you know, it's like a good hat. Other criteria is inconsistent use of condoms. If you find that, you know, you find it a bit tough to bring out the condom every time, then that's an extra layer of protection that's totally worthwhile. And finally, I think one of the other criteria is methamphetamine use, because we have seen that there's definitely a connection between meth use and increased risky behaviour. And a lot of people, which is really quite sad, but there is a good portion of people who have zero converted while using meth. So, look, this is a really great opportunity. You'll be able to be supplied with the medication at a PBS rate, so it's about $30 a month, which is actually a lot cheaper than the current rate that you have to import it into Australia, and it's a heck of a lot easier. If you're interested and you think you might be the sort of person for this, or if you've got a friend, look up on Google, Google is our friend, PrEP X trial at the Alfred, and that's the Alfred Hospital. And it'll bring up a form that you can fill out, put in your details, and, you know, you can choose medical centres that's convenient for you, of which I'm one of them, and I'm based in the CBD down near Southern Cross Station. So that may be convenient if you're an office worker.
Yeah, because there's certain things you have to do when you do go on the trial. One thing is, well, A, you have to be HIV negative, and you have to obviously know your status.
how to know your status, because what happens is that it's not arduous, though. It's what all responsible people should be doing. You just have to come in every 3 months and get a full sexual health screening.
Now,
you do that.
Yeah.
Sorry, go on.
No, I was going to say, one of the other things I believe is a factor is your kidney health, because it's important
that we know.
Yep.
We need to know that you're starting with healthy kidneys, because tenofovir, one of the drugs that in Truvada has been known to decrease kidney function. That said, I've only ever seen it in one person, and that was an older gent. He was 72, and his kidneys were already a little bit housey father. I have patients that only have one kidney, and they're doing absolutely fine. So that's the only thing that we worry about is kidney. There's also people who are concerned about bone density issues as well, but that seems to have not panned out. We do want to make sure that all of the guys who are on Truvada, whether they be HIV positive or negative, that, you know, they get lots of calcium-rich foods, like milk drinks and stuff like that, get some physical movement as well. And that can help ensure that you've got big, strong bones as well.
Yeah. Look, and one of the important things I believe about being on PrEP is that you do take it every day. One of the things I've heard, if you don't and you do contract HIV, then you may be more resistant to the drugs that are in PrEP, which are used as a HIV medication.
Treatment, yes.
Yeah.
And that is true, that people who are not able to consistently take the tablets. There's one man in San Francisco who is seroconvert in the middle of the trial. That is, you know, the report says that he was taking the tablets every day, but he was actually infected with a particular strain of HIV that had resistance to both of the drugs in Truvada, which is, you know, it's one of those needles in a haystack sort of situations. But that's the 1%, right? We know that is a risk, and we have to accept that. However, we know that also that condom usage is only 70% effective. So PrEP is more effective than condom. Imagine if you use them both together. Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah, because I've heard that PrEP use, I've heard figures from 92 to 99% effective.
Yes.
So
it depends on what you look at. If you look at people who did take their tablet every day, the reduced risk really shoots up to about 99%. But when people start petering, if they start taking less than 4 tablets a day, that really drops away. The protection goes away. So we want people to be able to take it every day. And we know that if it gets to about only 4 tablets a week, it's probably not worth being on, because it's going to cause more harm than good.
Yeah, and you touched on it before about the Truvada resistant variants of HIV. Now, I saw something about Toronto. Apparently, in Toronto, there was a scare that there was a HIV a Truvada resistant version.
Unfortunately, there's a few people with vested interest in PrEP not taking off, and they do put out a lot of this scaremongering, unfortunately. So not everything that's said from the pulpit is actually true, but sure, resistance is an issue that we are worried and concerned about, and we're absolutely testing for that. The vast majority of people who become HIV positive when they're taking PrEP happen to become HIV positive at the start, which means that they either were already HIV positive when they turned up to get on PrEP, or during the process of starting up the PrEP, they may not have had enough drug in the system to protect them against HIV.
Because apparently you have to have it for a week before you have sex.
Yeah. You need at least 7 days worth of drug in the system for protection at the level of the anal mucosa.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Look, it's
more if you're a female.
Well,
and they are recruiting women as well.
Yes.
So don't think women are excluded from this.
No, definitely not. Look, as always, you're a fountain of knowledge, and we do want to thank... We're running out of time, unfortunately, but look, thank you very much for coming on, Dr. George, and I'm sure we'll have you back very shortly. Okay. All right.
Can we get home safe? It's so darn cold.
It is. It is. All right. Thanks, George. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks. That, of course, was Dr. George, a.k.a. the Healthy Bear. You're in the woods on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9. Woof. Grr.
You're on the woods on Joy 94.9. I'm Big Bear Mark. I'm joined by... Bear Kirstein. I was having...
Who are you?
I don't know. Who are you? But look, we've had a very special membership come through.
We have.
And I'm going to let you do this one.
It's Gary from Wood End.
Because who's Gary from Wood End?
He's my brother-in-law.
Oh,
hey. Hey, Gary.
Thank you, Gary.
Thank you, Gary.
Very, very... We appreciate that.
We do appreciate
that. Support.
We appreciate all of our listeners.
Look, I do want to thank Patrick quickly for having
me on. Mr. Australasia Bear 2016.
I want to thank Dr. George for talking about all things sexual health today as well.
That was so interesting.
It was. Mm. Lots of interesting bits and pieces.
So remember to wash your hands with soap and water to avoid getting bear belly and bear flu.
Yes.
Make sure you get a sexual health check.
Yes, exactly.
And if you are interested in PrEP,
exactly.
Ask your doctor.
Ask your doctor.
And check up the resource at the Alfred website. Yeah. Yeah.
Just quickly, Saturday at 8 p.m. is Joy Eurovision, where I'll be back on with Michael and the crew. And next Monday morning, 6:30 to 9:30, Luke and I will be back at the Bracky Bears, making your Monday more bearable. Thank you very much, Dean.
Thank you. We'll be back next Thursday night at 9 p.m.
Exactly.
For more woods,
for more berry stuff.
Woofgur.
Woofgur.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.